Thank you so much for listening. I'm Comic Tom, and this is the Bags and Boards Podcast. We are a group of collectors, enthusiasts, fans, entrepreneurs, and content creators who all love comic books. I hope you find our content unique and different. This podcast is sponsored by Mill Geek Comics, a brick and mortar out here in Washington State, as well as Geek Street Comics. If you're in need of a local comic shop, Mill Geek Comics is happy to supply any of your monthly comic book needs and ships across country and worldwide. We also have a comic book subscription service, the Mystery Mail Call, where I, Comic Tom, have the pleasure of sending out collectible comics monthly to you. You can sign up for that at geekstreet101.com. You can watch these podcasts on YouTube at ComicTom101. Follow me on all my social media platforms at ComicTom101. We are good to go. We are in business.
Oh, we're doing this.
Oh my gosh, we're doing this. It's so great to have you back because
Thank you.
We ended the story kind of on a cliffhanger.
That's right.
And I want to jump right back into it.
Sure. So we were at Emerald City Comic Con, and I was going to dump all the comic books.
Okay.
After the very first night of doing that, I realized what I had, first of all. And I'm like, you know, I really enjoy this, and I kind of rethought the whole process and decided I'm just going to do this. This is what I'm going to do. So actually, the next day, I started just pricing things as people picked them up, and I still sold it super cheap. But during that convention, I decided that, yes, this is what we're going to do. And so we started doing more hunting for comic books.
Okay.
And doing different things. And I learned a bunch of stuff to help me with that. And that got us to where we are today.
So at that time, you had only experienced comic book collecting at a store. You were a manager at a storefront.
Right.
So you didn't have a whole lot of convention experience, per se, right, until you were at the convention and you realized, I need to redo this whole thing.
Well, I did have some. I had been to conventions before, but not as a retailer, like okay, having that mindset. Like I had been to San Diego Comic-Con in 99, but I went there trying to complete my collection, not okay, thinking I'm going to resell this.
Right.
So that kicked off my retailer part of,
sure,
of my life.
Of the journey. And then you started to get into hunting and looking for comics.
Oh, yeah. The best.
So how was that transition? Because if all you were used to is going to a convention, maybe picking up a couple comics, now I'm assuming you were looking for a lot more than that.
That's right. And not only that, so I'm looking for my own collection, and you got to have your list.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we were talking about before we started recording. What does that take for you to get to that point? And you have to be more organized, which I am not. And thank God I have an awesome wife who is just methodical about everything. She has a spreadsheet for everything.
You got some tips, you got some tricks, I'm sure,
yeah,
in this transition to going to conventions.
Absolutely. And there are things that are not duh, but that when you think about it, people don't do.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we found out was just doing research. And we really kicked into that recently because we didn't. We just showed up at the convention. And for the last few ones, we're like, just go online, because sometimes you get a periodical or something that tells you who's going to be there. But if you go online, it's to the moment and you go, okay, this person, I'm pretty sure this person's going to be there signing. I have a bunch of their stuff. So we did that actually the night before, which is probably not the best way to do it. I went through all our comics and okay, I have this and that.
So preparing for the convention ahead of time.
Yeah, preparing for the convention. And
that's
just
tip
researching,
one, I guess.
Tip one, yeah. And then, so you're going to have this stuff with you.
Right.
So what I do is I bring short comic book boxes. And I've done this for the last few years.
How many boxes do you typically bring to a convention?
So what I've been doing is I'll bring an empty, broken down, not broken down, but you know what I mean, flat, mm-hmm, long box. And I leave that in our room. We usually go out of town and we usually have a hotel room. So I leave that in the room and then I'll bring two short boxes. Plus, I might have a short box that's filled with things that I want graded and or signed.
Okay.
So I have that.
Oh, I like that. So you bring a empty short box with you and two. You leave it. You bring two of them.
Two.
And you leave those in the room. Oh, that's a smart idea.
No, I bring two empty ones, once filled with what I want signed or
graded or whatever.
Right. It depends on the day who's going to be there. Sure. I'll bring one.
But the point is you have a empty box in the hotel room that you leave because you don't know how many comics are going to be coming to and from.
I know that I'm going to come home with at least a long box filled with comics.
Okay, so that's cool. I like this. You have at least a box in the room on reserve.
Yep.
I like that. And then you have another box filled with stuff that you've methodically planned out.
Right.
Your target list of things you're going to try to get accomplished at the convention.
Right. And then, and this is, again, this is my wife's influence. Actually, she does this. And she'll have in a short box with all these comics we're going to get signed or graded, and she'll have it, okay, this is, this particular person or James Tyrion or, Mike Aldred, and then all the comic books that he can sign, and some of them that are together might be the same, they do the same, two different artists that will do the same comic book. Anyway, it's all separated, and you had a shot of it in your feed when we were on Emerson,
Instagram.
On Instagram.
At ComicTom101.
Correct. Of what that looks like. And sure. It's immensely helpful.
So
and
what do you, so you say you separate them. What do you do?
Well, you just put a little post-it note.
Okay.
Here's Brian Michael Bendis comic books. I'm going to put a little sign there. It says his name. And then on the other side, on the up, like the next person, I say there's four comic books. Then the fifth one might be somebody else, Mike Alred. And then on the opposite side, I'll do another post-it note. And then the next one. And you go back and forth, back and forth.
So you can use a post-it note or even like a plastic. You're basically doing whatever you use to separate your comic books in your long box.
Exactly.
You're doing that prior to arrival at the convention.
Correct.
And then you mentioned having a short box with you at the con. So are you putting that in there? And then that's what you lug around?
Right. So what I do, and we've been doing this for, I don't know, the last few years... I went to Home Depot, I think it was, and I got a little hand cart, and it collapses.
Okay.
And you can shove it anywhere in your car. It's not that big.
Okay, not a dolly.
No, it's not like a full size. It is a dolly, but it's
the lightest different. Version. Basically.
Yeah, it's a light version, and I found that to be the most helpful thing ever.
Have you ever been turned away at a convention with a hand truck or like a little simple file dolly or something?
No. It's okay. Everything they let you. It can be kind of a pain, like especially in Emerald City Comic Con. Saturdays there's so many people, and the bad thing about having that little cart is that you people will freaking bump it and get kind of trip over it and whatnot. So it can be inconvenient if there's a lot of people, but. I was there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I had it, and it was good. The other thing that I found, actually, this past year, something that you put on your Instagram also, is that black...
BCW storage bin.
It is so good, and that's going to be now the one
that's
that
I'm...
That's
your new box?
Right. I think that what I'm going to use it for is to put the stuff that I want graded and signed. I will put that because it has five or six dividers in it.
Okay.
And I can keep everything separate and it's going to get messed up, especially if you're getting stuff graded.
Okay.
You want it to not, fall to the side and get,
I'd say that's probably the most unfortunate thing. So my experience at conventions, it's always tough. Your parking's a mess. You're already paying a bunch to get in there. It's crammed. Depending on the show, it's really crammed. And you're running around and you want to buy a bunch of stuff, right?
Right. Some,
and I've been at conventions where I only bought enough to fill up a storefolio, one of those small little storefolios, I think it fits 12 to 15 comics.
Right.
But then, there's times where I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to buy like multiple long boxes. What do you do? Well, my tip for conventions is not to be afraid to ship your comics home. I went to Chicago this past year, not this last C2E2, but the one prior to that. And yeah, I ended up walking away with, I think it was two long boxes full of comics. And I had no idea what I was going to do. I just knew I needed those comic books.
Right.
So I'm filling up these long boxes. I'm filling up, and in the back of my mind, I'm going, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to like,
how am I going to get these home?
I'm going to have to like pay an extra $100 or $200 just to get this on the airplane.
I guess we're driving home, honey.
Like, what do I do? What do I do? Well, what I ended up doing is I'm like, all right, where's UPS? Oh, wow. Most convention centers have a UPS either within the block or inside the convention center. Like a lot of these places, they have their own UPS store within a relative enough distance to the hotel because there's a ton of people who are buying stuff. And yeah, you go to UPS, they have the boxes there. They have all the shipping supplies there. I made the decision of sending these two long boxes home via freight for, I think it was like $60.
That's crazy.
And you know how much it would have cost to fly them home?
Yeah. They're
well more than that.
Yeah. How much is a full long box weigh?
So it's a good amount of weight.
I mean, could you imagine?
I mean, it's about 2 pounds per, what, 8 comic books or so, and there's like 250 comic books in a long box. So do the math, plus bags and boards and then the shipping supplies. I mean, it's pretty expensive, but it's definitely cheaper and more convenient than flying them back or putting them in your suitcase because I did that the first time in all my retail exclusives. The corners. On like most of them. It just happens. Like, what are you going to do?
Well, they just throw it around across the room.
And comic books are so heavy.
I know.
Like, you don't realize they're heavy until you're lugging them around a convention. Mm. I mean, you're using this a little dolly.
Mm-hmm.
Not a dolly. I want to make sure it's not, because I keep, when I say dolly, I imagine you with hauling
a little cart. I don't know what it's called.
But we'll put that up there. Yeah. Something that you would want to have those wires, right?
Right.
What are they called?
Like the little bungee cords.
Yeah, bungee cords. That's another tip there.
Yeah, I have one, and it straps around the front and across and then back.
Okay.
And it keeps it in place. And it's the best thing I've done.
All of these things are things that we've learned over the last, few years, some of them more recent, some in the past. What would you say is like the biggest thing that you learn, like the first thing when you transition from, all right, I want to purge my inventory, to, all right, I want to do this now. I want to be part of this community. I want to go hunting. I want to be digging through dollar bins. I want to be going to conventions, seeing the most I can buy. What would you say is like the one tip or like the most important thing that you figured out?
The one thing that comes to mind is be friends or be cool with dealers. That's the best thing that you can do. And that I did that immediately. You make friends with these people, you're going to see them all the time. If you do
every other show.
Yeah. And if you're cool with them, I would say when I used to do shows and I would do the little shows, half of them, of the money that I made would be from other dealers that would come and tell. Okay. And I would, it's just a cool thing to do.
Very
plus
good.
All of the other things we talked about.
That's a really good tip. You know, considering that a lot of individuals are going to go to these shows, are going to try to find a good deal, try to bargain, mm-hmm. and that's kind of, it's part of the community.
Yeah,
we all do it. It's okay.
Thing, yeah.
Keep in mind, this may not be the last time you buy from this person.
Absolutely.
Well, we have here my father, Luis Rico from the GTFO podcast. Where can they find you?
At Instagram, at GTFO podcast, and Twitter and Facebook. Just do a search for GTFO podcast.
And really anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Yep.
SoundCloud,
yeah.
Stitcher,
iTunes. Yep. All
fantastic.
That stuff.
Well, I'm your host, Comic Tom. Appreciate you for listening. Geek responsibly. Nuff
said. Make sure to hit that thumbs up and that subscribe button if you haven't done that already. And then remember, you can go to geekstreet101.com to sign up for my mystery mail call, where I send you comic books monthly.